Hey guys, it's Pastor Q, and on this week's podcast, everything takes energy. Spend it wisely.
Pastor Q, books and books have been written about time management and productivity, but not as many about another non-renewable resource, which is energy.
Yeah.
Why is it important that we not just think about managing our time, but our energy throughout the days, weeks, and even the year?
Yeah, I think energy is the forgotten attribute, because what happens is energy often is linked to attitude. So if I'm low energy and I'm just like blah, yeah, I call it Eeyore.
Right.
Well, I guess we won't come over here today. You know, if that's linked to my attitude, because if I'm feeling that way energy wise, it's going to affect the attitude I bring into a room, into a meeting, or the energy I bring as a teammate. Mm-hmm. So we have to really manage where we're expelling energy in whatever in our life.
Right. So, I mean, what price do we pay as leaders when we don't manage our energy well?
Yeah, I think that the high price we pay is we're spending energy on things that don't have the deepest, furthest impact. So I'm spending energy on something.
Right.
I'm spending energy on something that might have had a good return, but not the deepest, most impactful.
Wow.
And so what happens is we tend as leaders, right? We overthink things. Mm-hmm. We maybe overthink things or overemphasize things that really aren't that important. But what we tend to forget is we don't have an infinite amount of energy.
Right.
We have a finite amount of energy.
Yep.
So the big cost is, man, I spent a great amount of energy on that, but was it really the most impactful thing for my organization, for me?
For sure.
Someone had to spend energy on that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's agree on that.
Yeah.
But was it my energy that needed to be spent on that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. And I think the question to ask is, am I doing what only I can do?
Mm-hmm.
Even in spending energy.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not doing only what I can do, then I'm spending energy on something that should not be spent on. It needs to be spent on something that has a deeper and more influential impact.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it, it's self-awareness. You know,
right.
It's knowing kind of the state of your own energy. And there's a chart, you know, that we'll drop in the show notes that you can take a look at. But, you know, really it draws these kind of
charts.
I love a good chart.
You love charts.
I love a good chart. But
Good Lord.
Basically, you know, you got your four energy states. And so in the top right-hand corner, it's high energy and low energy and then negative emotion and positive emotion.
Yeah.
So let's talk about high energy, positive emotion. This is performance. This is when all cylinders are firing, everything's clicking.
Right. Yeah, well, I think what happens
high energy, positive. Things are going.
High energy, positive. You're bringing your best to the table. You're enthusiastic about it. Your attitude is positive. Your attitude is, and that's when you know you're in what I would call, let's say, your sweet spot.
Right.
What's happening is you're spending the right amount of energy on the right things, you know, and that often happens because what we've calculated and what we've done is we've taken a look ahead of our day or week and said, I need to be at my 100 here. I need to be fully present, fully engaged, you know, upper right-hand corner, performance oriented, high energy, positive attitude.
Right. So now there's a different type of high energy, which is the negative emotion.
Right.
And this is stress.
It's just, you're just, and you're stressing everybody else out. So when you have a negative emotion, but then also high energy, I know a lot of people that are high energy, but they're just negative. They're stressed all the time.
Right.
What do you want to do for lunch? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. Hey man, let's all go to lunch. What do you mean go to lunch? How long are we going to go? How long are we going to be there? I don't know what to get. I don't know what to wear. I'm going to go. I'll just stay here. They stress everybody else out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a yin and yang of a positive. There's a yin and yang of high energy.
Right.
On the good side, it's high performance and things are clicking and booming, like we like to say here.
Right.
But then on the other side is, it's high energy, but it's stressed.
Right.
You're expelling. Remember, energy meter is about what you expel. You're expelling energy.
Right.
You're either going to put it in a positive way or on the negative road.
Yep.
You know.
And if you do that for long enough, because energy is finite, then it begins to slip away from that high energy. And now you've got a negative emotion. And now your low energy, which is the bottom left quadrant, which that moves from stress, high energy, to then burnout.
Yeah.
You have no energy. and the negative emotion is still there.
Right, because, and most burnout comes from an unsustainable rhythm of life. Mm-hmm. Burnout also happens when we're spending a ton of energy all the time and not seeing the fruit of where we're spending the energy.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for our listeners to know, because a lot of times we think we're burned out because of outside things, and that can be true.
Yeah.
But most of the time, burnout comes from a lack of managed time, you know, and it's really important, but that's what happens. You just wind up burning out.
Right. And one of the ways to really restore that and really begin to see the fruit of some of the high performance or even the fruit of at times stressful seasons is that bottom right-hand corner. Right. It's low energy, but it's a positive emotion.
Right.
And this is recovery.
Right. And the recovery to me is my favorite quadrant, right, on your chart, because I know you love charts. I hate charts, but because I love you, we're going to have a chart on this week's episode.
We got a chart.
The recovery, you know, and some people, you know, especially in the chapel, you know what I mean, our church, we would call recovery like Sabbath.
Yeah.
And it's actually what I want our listeners to understand is the concept of Sabbath we equate with religion or church, and very much so. Mm-hmm. It's part of the Ten Commandments, by the way. So let's listen, it made the Big Ten, guys.
Yeah.
But it's also been clinically proven and also organizationally proven that when we rest well and we rest efficiently, our performance goes up.
Yes.
What we're looking at is, that's why recovery is on the bottom right hand, and the high performance, high energy, they're linked together.
Yes.
You know, because you need to rest. And what I say this, I always tell the staff this, rest aggressively.
Yes.
Rest, like really understand what builds you back up, what replenishes you, what fills you back up, because it's counterintuitive to understand that taking a true day off would actually make us more high performance, but it is the way we were created. It is the way we live.
Right. And I think over the years, you've figured out this rhythm even in your own workflow of knowing what recovery time you need, certain times of the year you're typically really strategic about being off versus other times of the year it's all right, here we go, Christmas, here we go, Easter, here we go.
I think we have to do that no matter what industry we're in. Mm-hmm, all have an ebb and flow of what our days and months look like based on what we're called to do, what we're wired to do, our season of life.
Yeah.
So the way to live in your chart, the way to live in the upper right-hand corner, high performance, high energy, but then also in the recovery stage, which then fuels, the high performance, high energy, is to look at your ebb and flow of your calendar and to know, hey, here, like for us, like, you know, typically for us, it's like, let's say Christmas. Christmas is a high output time.
Yep.
We do multiple services, many services. We try to put our best foot forward every week, but man, Christmas, that's a big deal. I'm already planning, let's say, pre and post that output on when I'm going to recover. That's what I mean by recover aggressively or rest aggressively.
Yes.
What it means is I'm calendaring, I'm looking ahead. If you're only reactive in your daily routine, you're going to burn out. Because you're not leaving any margin for the happenstance. You're not leaving any margin for the things that are unpredictable that you can't control. So you got to live with a little bit. I had a staff member ask me the other day, how do you live in the margin daily? I never do back-to-back meetings. I never do back-to-back meetings. I can. I can do them. But in my season of life, I used to leave 15 minutes. Now I leave 30.
Yeah.
Because it just takes me a little bit more time to process.
Yep.
And I like to jot down some notes. I'm a, I'm a massive journaler. So I'm writing down. I'm journaling. Hey, I need to follow up on this. Ooh, I really like this line.
Yeah.
I'm always aggregating things. But it also gives me a chance to exhale. We used to, or at least I used to think, man, bullet, let's go. Bam, 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 bam.
Right.
And I realized I actually wasn't giving people my best.
Right.
You know, that's what I mean by, you know, rest aggressively.
For sure. So not only do leaders have to manage their own energy, but they also have to manage the energy of their organization. Their organization itself is a living organism.
Right.
And it can only withstand so much.
It's shaping.
Yeah.
Right.
So it can only withstand so much change, and it has an energy level as well. What things do we need to consider about energy management at that level, the organizational level?
Yeah. Especially with people, let's say, that we're leading. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly monitoring their enthusiasm mm-hmm. and their attitude.
Yeah.
I'm always measuring their enthusiasm about something, even if it's an old idea, new idea, or just their enthusiasm when they get out of their car in the parking lot and are coming into the office. Mm-hmm. What does it look like? I mean, what we like to say is the way people look will tell you a lot about the people. Mm-hmm. The way, are they coming in dragging, like, no, and I'm not talking about, you know, maybe they had a long night, they got a young family, the kids didn't go to sleep, they're sick. That's a given. But I'm talking about what I'm talking about is consistently monitoring their enthusiasm and their attitude, because it's linked to their energy level. Mm-hmm. Their enthusiasm and attitude is linked to their energy level. Mm-hmm. So yeah, one time I see you once a week and you seem a little down. I'm like, hey man, what's up? Oh, right. I was up late last night. But if I see you that way every time I see you,
right,
the next three times I see you,
sure.
As a leader, I'm leaning in and I want to find out why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of something I can't control, or maybe it's because I need to come alongside you mm-hmm. and go, hey man, let me help you
yeah.
maybe manage your time better. And I can tell you from experience that more than likely, they're spending their energy on something that mm-hmm. doesn't have the greatest return. Mm-hmm. And someone else can be spending. Listen, we've agreed. It needs energy,
yeah.
but does it need my energy?
Right.
And so I can always link it back to that.
Yep. Yep. Right. So energy management,
yep.
please go look at my chart.
This is the last chart we will use. I'm looking at the chart right now and I'm getting dizzy. Charts make me dizzy.
But we will,
because of you, my love for
right,
you,
right.
we will put this chart
we're doing
in the show notes.
Energy management episode at 2:30 in the afternoon. It's time for you to go take a nap.
And I need a sandwich.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor Q.
All right.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.